Many of you have the goal of learning American English. After all, you are listening to or reading a lesson from the Voice of America. But you will still probably have some contact with British English. The popularity of British television shows and musical groups, for example, reaches across borders. So, how does British English differ from American English? You may already know that there is a clear difference in accent. Other differences include some vocabulary and expressions. Less commonly discussed, however, are the variations in grammar. American and British Englishes share almost all of the same grammar. But there are differences, and some are worth noting, especially for English learners. On today's program, we will discuss a few of them. First, let's talk about where the two Englishes vary on preposition use. In British English, the preposition at is used in several time-related phrases, such as when talking about weekends. But speakers of American English use the preposition on in such a case. Listen to this American English speaker.
On weekends, I like to watch sports.
Can you think of how a British English speaker would say this? That's right, it is. At weekends, I like to watch sports. Americans also use the preposition on with street names, yet British English speakers use in. Listen to this American talking about where someone lives.
She lives on 17th Street near DuPont Circle.
Can you guess how the British English speaker would say it? That's right. She lives in 17th Street near DuPont Circle. These are just a few examples of the small differences in preposition use. Now, let's move on to verb tenses. American and British English speakers use the present perfect verb tense in similar ways. But Americans use it in fewer situations. In many other situations, we use the simple past instead. Listen to an American use the simple past tense to talk about a lost object.
Ugh, I lost my phone again.
British English speakers would generally use the present perfect in this situation, as in, I've lost my phone again. The present perfect verb here is have lost. This is also true when giving news. In American English, we use the simple past to do this. Speakers of British English generally use the present perfect. Listen to an American give a piece of news to someone.
Your supervisor just called.
Again, such news would involve the present perfect for Britons. As in, your supervisor has just called, or the contracted, your supervisor's just called. Notice use of the word just, a common time-related adverb. With other such adverbs, like yet and already, Americans also tend to use the simple past tense, while Britons use the present perfect. Listen to an American use a past tense verb and the adverb already.
Would you like more?
No, thanks. I already ate too much.
So, what might a British answer sound like? A person is likely to say, I have already eaten too much, which uses the present perfect verb, have eaten. The two dialects also differ in some ways in their usages of the verbs have and get. When talking about human relationships, British English speakers generally use the wording have got. For instance, a Briton might say, I've got an uncle in New York City. But an American is likely to say, I have an uncle in New York City. This same rule applies when talking about possession of objects and when discussing illness. A British English speaker would likely say, I've got a cold, while an American would probably just say, I have a cold. The two dialects also have their own ways of saying that something is required or necessary. The modal verb have to is more common to American English. The phrasing have got to is much more common to speakers of British English. An American would likely say, we have to be there by 7, while a British person is more likely to say, we have got to be there by 7. And speaking of got, let's not forget an unusual difference between the past participle forms of get. In American English, the past participle of get is gotten. But Britain discontinued the use of gotten more than 300 years ago. In British English, the past participle of get is got. So you might hear an American English speaker say this.
He has not gotten far on the project.
Yet a British English speaker might say, he has not got far on the project. And finally, let's touch on something that deals with giving short answers to questions. British English speakers often add the auxiliary verb do in short replies. An American would use just a modal verb. Listen to an answer from this American English speaker.
Are you bringing the whole family?
I might.
The modal verb in the reply is might. Yet, speakers of British English would generally use both a modal and the auxiliary do, as in the reply, I might do. So, what can you do with this information? First, keep in mind that British and American English both contain several dialects and accents. However, generally speaking, they are each still identifiably American or British. The next time you come into contact with British English, make a mental note when you hear or see the differences you learned about today. Then ask yourself, how would an American say this? It could be a fun exercise and may help you pay closer attention to American English grammar. I'm Alice Bryant.